In a world increasingly defined by division and anxiety, there exists a radical alternative. Turn toward what you instinctively flee from. This counterintuitive wisdom forms the heart of Pema Chodron's teachings on finding peace in turbulent times. What makes her approach so powerful isn't offering easy solutions, but something far more valuable, a path to genuine transformation through facing life's challenges with an open heart. When we shield ourselves from suffering, we inadvertently disconnect from life itself, building walls that separate us not only from our emotions, but from authentic connection with others. The alternative? Touch our raw feelings, the loneliness, embarrassment, and sense of failure we all experience, without getting entangled in narratives about them. Something remarkable happens when we allow ourselves to feel our own pain. We naturally begin to care about other suffering. This awakens bodhicitta, the courageous aspiration to alleviate suffering for all beings. It's not reserved for spiritual giants, but emerges in ordinary people like Jarvis Masters, who maintained compassion despite 30 years of imprisonment. Our confidence will fluctuate. Some days we'll feel brave enough to face anything, other days we'll retreat into old patterns of avoidance. Yet each time we practice being present with discomfort, our capacity expands, gradually building the foundation for genuine courage. Have you ever caught yourself about to react habitually and wondered, does this really matter? This question opens a door to freedom. Every action creates ripples through karma, the natural law of cause and effect. Neuroscience calls this neuroplasticity. Buddhism describes it as planting karmic seeds. When we indulge negative thought patterns, we suffer immediately, potentially act harmfully, and deepen neural pathways for future reactions. The good news? We're not doomed by our patterns. When caught in habitual reactions, we can interrupt the momentum through small interventions, taking conscious breaths, stepping back, or walking around the block. These seemingly minor choices create momentum in one direction or another. Working with discernment, Peiyu, helps transform our habits gradually. We don't need dramatic gestures or perfect behavior, just consistent attention to our choices and their consequences. As we practice this awareness, we enjoy life more because we're less burdened by self-destructive tendencies. This is why virtuous living matters, not for moral perfection, but for the freedom that comes from transforming habitual patterns. Our world's problems stem from polarization, our tendency to divide everything into us and them, right and wrong. This separation begins in our minds before potentially escalating into global conflicts. We can address polarization through our actions, speech, avoiding divisive language, and thoughts, noticing judgmental thinking. Polarization becomes most dangerous when we dehumanize others, forgetting that people we disagree with are fully human. Through practices like Just Like Me, we can recognize our fundamental similarities. Even in cases involving violence, we can cultivate compassion by understanding the desperation behind harmful actions. If compassion feels inaccessible, we can begin with sorrow for all involved. Having compassion doesn't mean we can't oppose injustice, but it requires us to listen deeply to others' suffering. Each time we choose connection over division, we plant seeds for a more harmonious world. We humans constantly seek happiness while avoiding discomfort, despite evidence that life doesn't work this way. From childhood, we're conditioned to chase success and flee failure, creating an exhausting cycle. Spiritual growth begins when we recognize this dream is unattainable and that our attempts to control life's uncertainty only increase suffering. By staying with uncomfortable feelings, even briefly, we discovered they aren't as solid as they seem. What we label as dread or anger consists of shifting sensations, chest tightness, racing thoughts, shallow breathing that flow and change like weather patterns. From this vulnerable space emerge our best qualities, bravery, kindness, and compassion. Artists throughout history have channeled vulnerability into creative expression that touches others deeply. Van Gogh's emotional turbulence produced vibrant masterpieces, while Leonard Cohen's melancholy created profound poetry and music. Their openness to difficult feelings becomes a gift to themselves and everyone who encounters their work. Buddhist teachings use the lotus and mud analogy to illustrate how our basic goodness emerges from negative tendencies. The path of non-rejecting refines this by embracing all aspects equally, seeing gold the same as dust, and the lotus as inseparable from the mud. Our struggles aren't obstacles, but integral parts of our wholeness. Two methods implement this approach. First, Tolku Thondup Rinpoche teaches us to fully feel unwanted emotions, intensify them until they become solid enough to hold, then release them into vast space. Second is Tomglen, sending and taking, which reverses our habit of clinging to pleasure while rejecting pain. During Tonglen, we breathe in what we normally reject, welcoming difficult feelings into our expanding heart. As we exhale, we send others what we desire for ourselves, both concrete needs like safety and universal qualities like kindness. This practice creates greater spaciousness and freedom, extending outward as acceptance in our relationships and communities. The spiritual journey, ironically, leads us to become just as we are. With an open mind, we see beauty everywhere, even in the ordinary. Morning light on a coffee cup or rain on a tin hoof become gateways to presence. We can cultivate this appreciation by noting what we value, from patterns of light to abilities we retain despite aging. This warmth extends to our uncomfortable aspects, our habits, fears, and neuroses, allowing space for them without rejection or identification. As Anam Thubten teaches, our flaws begin healing when we accept them, becoming fertilizer for growth. Like compost transforming waste into rich soil, our challenges nourish wisdom. When judging others' appearances, pause and see each person as complete. Apply this same gentle acceptance toward yourself when self-criticism arises. The ultimate fruition is simply being fully human with all our contradictions and complexities intact. When facing seemingly insurmountable challenges, whether personal crises or global issues, we often spiral into hopelessness, trapped by intense emotions. Our thoughts narrow into rigid patterns. Widening our perspective helps us stay conscious rather than spiraling down, perhaps by recognizing historical patterns of positive change or how small actions accumulate over time. Every action matters in unseen ways. A genuine conversation with someone holding opposing views, a moment of kindness during conflict, or maintaining humanity in heated situations creates ripple effects. Consider your daily choices. Do you approach online disagreements with curiosity or contempt? Do you allow space for difficult emotions? These decisions shape both your personal experience and the collective atmosphere. This practice isn't about maintaining artificial positivity or denying suffering. It's about staying present with reality, both its beauty and pain, without shutting down or becoming cynical. In our brief time on Earth, we can either strengthen neurotic habits seeking comfort or step into the learning zone where growth happens. Each step beyond our comfort expands our capacity to engage fully with life and speak from our shared humanity in ways that heal rather than divide.